Sally Mann, Jesse number 34. For me, photography is an instantaneous thing, a matter for the instincts. The difference between a good photo and the mediocre is a gut reaction, and you can trust your instinct implicitly. It's almost a love match between you and what you see through the lens, not really the knowledge of technique, but the intelligence and apprehension of life, of the whole of it, its drudgery and its gaiety and its weariness and its hopes. The way I go about making art is just to start with nothing. I'm almost like a blind man tapping along, sort of. I'll take a picture and then I'll say, huh, that's interesting, and I'll just follow it along. When these family pictures were being made, the children gave into the camera. They emoted, but not in a false way. When you sit or lie in front of a camera for that long, a whole range of emotion passes across your face. I think that portraiture is always manipulative and perhaps even transgressive in a certain sense, and a good portrait can often be very hurtful for the sitter. I mean, it's almost always a dance between seduction and exploitation. It's a 30th of a second snapped, taken from someone's life, and the multifaceted human being couldn't possibly be captured in a 30th of a second. In some respects, it's easier to photograph your family because you have a relationship with them, and you love them, and they love you, and you work things out. But in another respect, if you're making a great picture, but if it's uncomplimentary to your subject, to your own child or your own husband, then what do? You could be in a position to have to choose between your art or your family. They're really tough questions. These photos are made using an old method where a sheet of glass is coated with ether-based collodion, a sticky solution used as a surgical dressing, and then submerged in silver nitrate. The photographers who originally used this method, introduced in 1851, worked to perfect the process and avoid irregularities. I embrace the irregularities, though. They are serendipitous, perfect flaws which help create the physical and poetic quality of the photographs. I think I've always been drawn to antiquated methods. I'm not alone in this. Nowadays, especially, we're seeing a flight to the wild margins of photographic process, a reaction, I suspect, to what computers have done in the mainstream of photography.